All right, let's dig into the numbers from the tech giants here this morning. And we start with Apple here. As you can see, the numbers coming in, light of estimates, particularly on that sales line. And it's really the commentary here around what's going on in the chip supply chain that is also getting a lot of attention, Brian Sozzi. Tim Cook saying that shortages, chip shortages in the current quarter are going to eclipse $6 billion. That's the effect, that the ripple effect that's going to happen. He said on the conference call, a lack of semiconductors is affecting pretty much most of our products currently. He said demand is very robust. And that's why that even Goliath feels the pain comment from Amit Daryanani over at Evercore ISI really caught my attention, because there has been this narrative, right, that Apple is somehow different from other companies because of its size, because of its supply chain, maybe has more control. But now we are seeing not the case.
No, Julia, $6 billion hit, not to reference Halloween here. I mean, that's spooky. I mean, that is just boo. I mean, that's a terrible hit that investors weren't even expecting by any stretch of imagination. A lot of folks on the street were worried about how Apple's guidance might come out for the holiday quarter here. But this, I would say, is worse than a lot of those folks expected. You know, I tweeted something out earlier from the Goldman Sachs team, and they're saying that now consumers, because of these supply shortages, may be walking away from buying an iPhone. Now, as our former colleague Sam Rowe pointed out to me on Twitter, you know, people hate waiting for their stuff. Now, I don't know, or I just don't think that because you're going to have to wait a little bit longer for an iPhone, you're going to go out and buy an Android. Nobody wants an Android. Let's just be honest here. But these are some of the concerns here coming off a type of quarter like this where margins were under pressure. And even Apple, with its significant cash pile, was not able to overcome supply chain bottlenecks, which clearly, Julie, continues. I mean, this notion that the chip shortage and supply chain bottlenecks was a one or two quarter thing, I mean, that's garbage. I mean, it's just not going to work. This is an issue that will continue deep into 2022.
I want to dig through and go through the various business lines here for a second. And by the way, when you talk about guidance, the company didn't give guidance for the current quarter, but analysts are predicting that it'll be around $120 billion. Okay, so there you see the Apple sales and the year-over-year changes. So iPhone sales coming in at $38.9 billion. That translates into 50.4 million iPhones. And by the way, you say nobody's going to buy an Android. Samsung does still have the top market share, but iPhones are number two. iPhone's number two. Macs up 1.6% year over year, $9.2 billion. iPads doing pretty well, up 21%. As you can see there, services up by nearly 26% and wearables up by 12% here. Services really gaining as a percentage of the overall business, right? So that's something that is notable here. iPad sales among those, I think, is the only unit that did, the only product line that did better than estimated. But Tim Cook says supply challenges are going to make it so iPad sales cannot grow at all in the current quarter. So obviously that's an issue. But I will say, you know, the sort of criticism of this company for a long time was that they were exclusively iPhone dependent. And I think that they have succeeded in changing that to some extent over the past couple of years. And that's evidenced by the growth in that services business. And the wearables business, obviously, has also become increasingly important to Apple. So I think that's interesting as well, even as these numbers mess. I mean, to your point, okay, so maybe the supply chain issues are going to persist for a quarter or two. But Apple's going to be fine, right? Maybe you're not going to buy your iPhone now, but eventually you're going to get your iPhone, right? Even if you may be putting off the purchase a little bit.
Well, let's be clear. You're right, Julie. If there was no pandemic and this was normal times, normal days for Apple, they'd probably come out here and blow away analyst estimates, because that's what they usually do. But speaking of estimates, you're really seeing a defensive Apple stock this morning, really across the street. I'm not seeing any downgrades, but by the same token, I am seeing a lot of analysts take down significantly their estimates for the holiday quarter and next year because of these supply chain bottlenecks. And you have to wonder, is this just the start? You see Apple stock there down about 3.5% in the pre-market. You have to start to wonder, is this just the first move lower in a near-term correction in Apple? Because theoretically, as those street analysts lower their profit forecasts on Apple, that should put more pressure on Apple. We're not talking a couple pennies here, Julie. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of aggressive markdowns and estimates here across the board this morning.
Yeah, I'm seeing some, but then I'm seeing other commentary. Kathy Huberty, for example, over at Morgan Stanley says the December outlook commentary implies revenue in line with consensus. So it is not by any means a universal pessimism now on those estimates going forward. We're just going to have to see how it plays out.